Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book, Just Believe. And, I also do, obviously, I'm a radio show host with two shows, Just Believe, which is our spiritual show, which airs on Sundays at 7, and Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which we try to get on Fridays at 7. Sometimes we don't make that happen, but we're working on a schedule for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is a women's topic show, and when we're not doing a live show, we've definitely got, usually I remember to play a repeat of something. A lot of great information you can learn. But Just Believe airs every Sunday, like I said, at 7 o'clock, and I have experts come on the show every week who is an expert in either, well, in the field of spirituality or metaphysics, sometimes the paranormal, holistic health, that kind of thing. So anyone who is, if you are a expert in one of those fields and you'd like to be a guest or you know someone who's an expert in one of those fields and might want to be a guest, you can contact me or have them contact me at my email address. And that email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com, lisatarves.com. Tonight we have a great guest. I'm really excited, and he's a really nice guy who was supposed to be on next week, and he's helping me out tonight to cover for somebody else. And I want to read his bio for everyone. His name is Bernard Charles, and he's going to do live psychic readings. So anyone who wants to call in for a live psychic reading, you can call 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And press 1 when you call in, because that'll get you, and we'll see you on the switchboard. Daria is on, again, screening callers for me tonight. So feel free to call in, and we'll get you in the queue to get a reading. It seems to be a slower night tonight, so definitely give us a call. If you usually have trouble getting on, you might actually be able to make it on tonight. So give us a call, and we'll get you in the queue. Also, the chat room is open, so anyone who wants to come in and chat, feel free to come into the chat room on Blog Talk Radio under the Right Stream Network. So now, without me talking more, let me get to Bernard's bio here. Bernard Charles, a registered metaphysician of the World Metaphysical Association, actively uses his intuitive abilities to manifest and unleash the potential in every person he meets. He performs intuitive card readings, working with color, angels, and traditional tarot to see clearly into situations for the highest good. In October 2011, he became certified in crystal healing, where the world of gemstones and chakras align perfectly in his soul. Little did he know that this once perceived hobby would turn into a daily lifestyle, influencing himself and those around him to pursue a life purpose. A year after his certification, he later joined an online spiritual community called the Soul Path Tribe, where women and men from around the world create 12 monthly goals and practice guided meditations in honor of a goddess-inspired theme. His talents as a card reader were strengthened over the months as he was chosen by the community's founder to produce weekly color card readings for members, as well as having a monthly color forecast reading published in the Soul Path magazine. Bernard's focus and attention on leading a happy and healthy life sparked an interest in pursuing a secondary certification in meditation so that he would be able to share the benefits and ultimately teach humanity how to live a better and more wholesome life. Today, he enjoys drinking tea and dusting off his crystal collection. He is a full-time meditation practitioner at Thrive Wellness Center and spiritual maven at the Color Reader Club. And so I want to bring, now I have to take my glasses off because I printed that out so small that I actually couldn't see what I printed. Anyway, hi Bernard, it's Lisa. How are you?
Hi Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. I was just looking at this. I printed your bio off, and I had already had it on the computer. I should have just looked at it on the computer, but for some reason tonight I decided to print it. And I'm reading it. I'm trying to read it. Holy crap, it's really small. So I had to get my glasses out. And then when I look up on the computer screen, I can't see a thing. So anyway, that's my struggle for the evening. I guess that's not too bad. Could be worse. Anyway,
it could be worse, but you don't want the Mercury retrograde if I tune the butt.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I got enough people biting me in the butt. I don't need Mercury mad at me. It's funny because this is really interesting to me because of the fact that my whole start into metaphysics, of really studying metaphysics, began with my fascination with crystals. Now, I mean, I'd always been a student of metaphysics, always had psychic abilities and all of that, but I really didn't get into the healing side of metaphysics until I started getting into crystals, and that, oh my gosh, that just opened a huge door for me. And that, you know, of course, like you said, and like it said in your bio, it leads you into getting interested in chakras and all of that as well, because, you know, of the color coordination and all of that. And I'm a big fan of color. I love color. I think color is just, I don't know, like I yell at my daughter. I have a 19-year-old daughter, and she's always wearing gray and dark blue and black and tan. And I'm like, oh, my God, would you throw some color in there? I'm like, you know, these aren't even colors. You know, she refuses, but I'm hoping she'll get over that someday. But how did you begin pursuing the whole, I mean, what interested you in colors? What interested you in getting into colors? Everyone, he does psychic readings, and one of the things I want to do is I want all the listeners to understand what color has to do with the readings that you do, too. So if you can kind of wrap that all up in what we're talking about, that'd be great.
I originally came up with colors because my mom would tell me about coloring when I was younger. So I would always do coloring books, and then that translated over into high school, where I actually went to a private boarding school. And my first job was to be an assistant with the interior designer of the school. So I got to go around with her to all the different buildings, and I really had a great knack for feeling the energy of different spaces. And I did not know that's what my secret, like, talent was supposed to be, but she really took me under her wing to really guide me and to direct me and give me that focus that I needed. So we eventually went into this barn, this art barn, and there were tons of fake flowers everywhere, and all these flowers were so colorful. And so my main task with working for her was to create floral arrangements, and the common denominator between connecting the arrangement to the theme, like it could have been a beach theme, it could have been a woodsy theme, was my intuition with color in creating a color scheme for that. And then I just became certified in crystal healing in college, and my growth of spirituality has exploded within, say, the past 9 months. So I'm just grateful that the internet was born, because I get to connect to so many different people.
Right, absolutely. I mean, that's changed everybody's lives so much, and being able to touch so many other people's lives that we wouldn't have been able to touch, you know, previously. And when you do a reading, are you specifically using just tarot cards, or are you seeing, like, I can sometimes sense like the colors, like someone's aura, which obviously comes from the person's chakras. Are you reading with color? Are you doing your readings with color? Is that what's going on?
I am using color cards. I'm actually using the deck's called The Secret Language of Color Cards, the Gull. This is just a primary, like, foundation. But when I'm actually reading someone, multiple things come at me at once. So your color might be yellow, but in terms of assessing your own personal energy, like, I talk to you because most of my clients, they don't know anything about metaphysics. They don't know much about chakras and the chakra system.
Right.
So I give them a brief overview of that, and then I go into practical ways of how that specific person can use that color in their life based on what spirit is telling me.
So you tell them how to use the color. Like, if the color's yellow, they should eat bananas, or they should wear yellow, or they should wear citrine, or I mean, is that what you kind of mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that's so true. I'm a big believer in colors, and sometimes I would wake up in the morning, and especially when I worked outside of this field, when I was in the corporate world, and I'd go right for the black or right for, like, blah, you know, and I'm like, you know what, I want to wear that because I want to hide, and in order to change my mood, I'm going to wear something brighter. So I choose a different color, even though my instinct was to go for the dark or dreary color, because I was just in a mood where I didn't want to, I guess, like I always say, I just wanted to hide out. I didn't want to call attention to myself. And I was always so glad that I went against that because went and put a color on, because it changed my mood. It absolutely upped my mood. And I think color has energy. You know, each color has a different energy to it.
It totally does. Some colors actually physically make us more warm, and then others make us cooler. And then some colors, like you said, like black, can really depress us and keep us in that state of negativity. And it all depends on how you intend that color to be for your life or for someone else, depending on what gift you're buying for someone else. It's really interesting because before I knew anything about the spiritual properties of color and metaphysics, I would ask people, if it was their birthday, I would ask, oh, so what's your favorite color? And then I would base their birthday present on their color that they liked, because I generally feel like if I'm giving you something, like a gift, I have to match your energy to that present.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's somebody who's, obviously you're very, very intuitive with color, and that's what, you know, why you're able to do that. Let's get a caller on the line, and let's watch how you work with someone who's looking for a reading. I'm going to bring Karen on from North Carolina. Karen, hello. This is Lisa. You're talking with Lisa and Bernard. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all doing?
Very well.
Hello,
thanks.
Karen.
Hey, it's great to have the opportunity to talk to you all.
I'm happy you called in. We actually are having an unusually slow, quiet evening, which is so unlike us. Well, I should shut up, because any second now, of course, the lines are going to light up, and I'm not going to be able to get to everybody, and, you know, start getting emails from people that are like, I couldn't get on, and you said it was a light night. You know, so we don't want that. Anyway, did you have a question for Bernard?
I do. My question concerns careers, and right now I am looking for career opportunities, and I just wanted to see if he might have some insight into the direction I might go in, or if he is aware of anything, or mm-hmm. has any sense about, you know, a career path that I might be pursuing if I'm pursuing the right direction for me.
Ooh, awesome. I love the energy I'm feeling. I have goosebumps already. So that's a signifier for me that knows that Karen, you and I are connected right now. So this is beautiful. While I was shuffling the cards, one card actually did come out of the deck, and that is peach. So the peach energy, I'm just going to tell you, the phrase on the card is inhaling a breath of life. So the peach is associated with your navel chakra, and your navel chakra deals with your sexual identity and your creativity. So in terms of your career pursuits, creative life force energy is meant for you, whether it's being an artist or a musician or being like a preschool teacher, any environment that's really conducive of problem solving. So creatively coming up with solutions and sort of being a manager, sort of a ringleader of that. And because your energy is so pure and so light and full, it's very peach-oriented. What's interesting about peach is when I was in college, my English professor, when we were working on our speeches, she told me to eat a peach for public speaking. So every time I get a career question. It varies. It does vary through color, but it's awesome because public speaking is another strength of yours. So creativity and public speaking. So if you want to, this is awesome, doing public relation work for people. That's the route for you to go, and your strength is probably being having the megaphone, doing social media. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. This is awesome. Does this resonate with you?
It does. Yes, I think that you've mentioned a couple of things that I am interested in, and I think there's, you know, that I'm getting a good feeling about what you're saying. So
this is good. Do pay attention. The peach energy might come through the logo of the company or the employer that you're looking for. Okay.
All right. Well, good. Well, I appreciate that. It's very interesting, and I love the color, the peach color. I think that's a beautiful color, and that's one of my favorite colors, actually. So I find that really interesting that's the color that you drew for me when you were shopping.
Do you struggle at all with interviewing?
Pardon me?
Do you struggle at all with interviews?
I do. Yes. Sometimes
I get the sense. So maybe you want to wear a peach colored shirt during your interview. A nice blouse.
Right. I was just thinking that would be an appropriate thing to do, because if that's a positive energy color for me, then I definitely think that I would feel really maybe a little more empowered and confident in interviews if I mm-hmm. knew that I was, you know, I was wearing the color that is a good color for me.
Of course, because the navel chakra is also about that confidence and the empowerment that you just talked about, and it's your vitality that you're bringing forth. So when you're probably interviewing with an employer, like future employer, then you might feel intimidated. So wearing the color orange is my favorite color, so you can wear that. You can wear the peach, and maybe you want to eat a peach right before your interview to just make you feel really light and you can breathe afterwards because you know
right.
that you confidently spoke eloquently.
Well, thank you. That's that is really very enlightening, and I'm very, you know, I look forward now to that interview. You know, when I have an interview, I think I'll approach it a little bit differently and with a different level of enthusiasm than perhaps I have in the past. Or
well,
the enthusiasm will replace the nerves. The
right.
nervous.
Right. Okay.
That sounds
Thank
great.
Thank you
that
so much.
Really good, Karen. Don't forget to wear a peach, so you go buy yourself some peach.
That's right. That's right. Wear it and eat a peach, too. So.
Yeah, this is a good good time of year to find peach, too. So you should be able to find lots of it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your reading and look forward to listening to, you know, the rest of the show with you.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So tell Bernard, tell everybody if you can you feel like, everybody asks me this all the time because I'm a big chakra person and I'm all into, I you know, one of the biggest things I use Reiki for is balancing the chakras and aligning, you know, just like working with and cleaning out and all of that. Do you think people can actually physically feel their chakras?
Oh, yes. Specifically, when I'm undergoing a meditation with a client, they actually, after they come out, they explain to me that they felt that they thought I was touching their forehead where their third eye chakra is, and I wasn't. I'm not even that close to the person.
Right.
For me personally, when I'm working with or doing something fearful, like I have to go and get it, like doing this radio show, it's kind of scary. So I have to press my stomach because I want to feel confident, because I can feel the gears grinding. And it's different for everyone. I think specifically with the third eye chakra, that's your center of your intuition and your psychic abilities. Some people have physical sensations like I do with goosebumps, but that happens, it's like a whole body experience for me. Some people just have a slight tingle or they begin to sweat on their forehead. Just a lot of energy is building up there. So it all depends, and some people have audio sounds so they can hear their chakras, which is very interesting to me. They can hear different tones.
Tell me more about that, because, you know, that's something that I think I have. I have something I call an angel download, which is the same all the time. And I call it an angel download because, I don't know, that's just what the angels told me it was actually them downloading information to me. And it's a certain pitched ringing, and it's specific pitch, and I recognize it every time. And it goes on from anywhere from a couple of seconds to maybe 30 seconds, and I know what it is. But every once in a while, I'll get a different level tone in my ear. Do you think that's like a chakra thing?
It definitely can be. There are seven chakras. I mean, to simplify it, there's seven chakras. And then those each of the chakras are connected to seven different glands of the body. And what's interesting is during my research of color and whatnot, when the colors were originally formed and there was a rainbow and the whole spectrum, it actually paralleled the seven musical notes, too. So depending on the certain sound you hear, can relate to a musical note, which relates to a varied color in the spectrum.
That's interesting. I you know, that's actually true, because each chakra has its own tone, has its own note associated with it. I never really put that together, that could be what was going on. But you think that that's a chakra that's overcharged or too big or crying out for attention? What do you think when somebody's hearing that they, you know, if they are, is it that the chakra's in need of healing or of some kind of work, or is it that the chakra is maybe just being overused?
It really depends. There's multiple factors that go into an overstimulated chakra and an understimulated chakra. I work with someone who has throat chakra issues, and she also has thyroid issues too.
Yes.
Her thyroid is underactive,
mm-hmm.
So it's because she knows the medical relating it to her spiritual side to help. Because life is so multifaceted, so it could be caused by environment. So there might be, this is why I love feng shui, because maybe a certain energy flow in your space is causing you to hear those sounds, or the chakra is, depending on if it's a lower tone, I would assume the chakra is spinning in spinning, and if it gets constricted in any way, then the sound might sound muffled, as though someone is cupping it with something. If the sound is really loud and audible, then I would imagine it's very, very stimulated. So you would need
right.
to use a color that's complementary to it.
It's interesting. You know, I actually was certified in color therapy a long time ago, and I always used color with light. I always used light, like different color lights, to stimulate chakras. And it's so interesting to find out there are so many different ways to do it with that don't involve light, because sometimes it's not as easy to use light. I mean, I happen to have equipment to do it and all of that, but not everybody, you know, has the equipment to be able to stimulate their chakras depending on what color, you know, it needs stimulation. So it's really nice to know that, you know, and I've told people this. I mean, it's the color just goes. It's like when you wear it, you just absorb it. I mean, it's just the energy
mm-hmm.
color is just absorbed into your skin and into your body, and it's just it's amazing how it works. Let's take another call. Everybody, I want to give everybody the phone number again to call in. It's 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. We've got lots of people listening. Anybody that wants a reading, we do have some time to get some readings in tonight. So please feel free to call that number and press 1 so that I know that you have a question and want to get on the air. So let me go to Deborah in Pennsylvania. Deborah, this is Lisa. You're talking with and Bernard Charles.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
It's an honor to talk to you, Bernard. I also have a career question.
Mm-hmm.
I have recently gone through a transition at work, and I'm wondering if this will lead to more transitions. If there is, if this is leading me elsewhere.
Okay. Give me a moment. Initially, is it promotions you're searching for?
I just got a promotion.
Okay.
That's very, very good pickup there.
Well, thank you. I didn't even need a color for that. I just really felt it. Ooh, awesome. Yes, I love it. Your color is cherry. So cherry
wow.
red. Cherry is associated with the root chakra, and the root chakra is about passion and survival skills and will to be and be to will. This is your most rawest form. This is the closest connection to earth energy. What's interesting is that you asked about a career choice. Cherry energy is about living an extraordinary life. So there are more promotions to be coming and to be had. This is just starting to reach its peak. The climax is almost here, which is very exciting. I can't stop smiling. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
So the cherry is associated with the summer season. During my studies, I'm like, oh, cherry, that's so summerish, like a cherry pie. This is the cherry on top. That's the brightest meaning. So working cherry energy or burgundy or red energy even into your workout routine. Maybe you want to go to work next and have a bowl of cherries. Just celebrate the abundance that you are receiving right now because it's extraordinary.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was wondering, when you wear a certain color and you want to wear a crystal with it, do you want to wear a crystal of the same color or do you want a compatible color?
Mm-hmm. It depends on how badly you want to transform your situation. So if you want to walk to work in red pants, that's awesome. I would not suggest working with red jasper at the same time because the red jasper crystal is very active, very stimulating, so fast, so wild. It could be a little bit over-energizing, and then it doesn't serve its purpose. So I would suggest complementary colors too. So just balance and just keep it in check. But if you feel like you need more of the energy, of course, you can add a crystal in it to work with it.
That's so funny that I can't believe you brought up red jasper. I am always drawn to red jasper.
What's your zodiac sign?
It's a Taurus.
Oh, this is beautiful. So Taurus is earth energy. So your
yes.
root chakra is very stable and secure. So your job, money, and then working up the ladder, you're not afraid of doing the hard work and really reaching up and really embracing what it means to be extraordinary. This is beautiful. A complementary color to cherry energy would probably be a turquoise or a teal, a darker teal color, because the cherry energy has a little dark aspect to it, which is something you want to pay attention to. So working with cherry and black together, I would not recommend that combo because of the temptation that's involved. It has this femme fatale or Don Juan archetype with that. So it's very sexual, like too sexual. So in the workplace, that's probably not the combination you want to emit out there, because we want to keep our boundaries nice and clean. If that makes sense.
Yeah. What about aquamarine? Would that work?
Definitely. Aquamarine is great for balancing the emotions. So if you feel like you take on emotions from your coworkers, like they give you those snide books, and then you take it personally, the aquamarine will wash it away. You can easily go into the bathroom, work with the aquamarine by just washing your hands and playing with it momentarily, and it really just takes like a couple of minutes, and then you're all done. You just have like a on-the-go crystal session.
Oh, this is amazing information. I'm so grateful for all of this.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you're here. Is there anything else? Do you have any more questions?
No, I think that's it.
Well, thanks for calling in, Deborah, and good luck with everything. It sounds like we've got some good colors so far tonight, too. I mean, I love that color, too. Cherry, you know, you think of colors and you think of, like, a few colors, but you know, that card deck, that's amazing. I mean, how many colors that you've pulled up already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and cherry's a really cool color, a really great color. And then when you started saying to mix it with, you know, like to mix it with like a teal color or something like that, I kept seeing like turquoise, like, you know, like
yes.
turquoise jewelry, you know, like that would look so awesome with cherry. You know, I think that would look really good, Deborah, so you should definitely – and cherry's a great color for, you know, most people, no matter what your skin color looks like or whatever. I mean, fair-skinned people look great in cherry, and dark-skinned people look great in cherry. It's a really great color for a lot of people to wear, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in, Deborah. Oh, I think I had already put her on hold, so I was waiting for her to talk back, and she couldn't because I had her on hold. Sorry about that, Deborah. I put you on hold and didn't let myself finish what I was saying to you. But anyway, like I was saying, I think cherry's a great color, and I think that'll look great with some turquoise jewelry or something.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, so Bernard, tell me about, I know you have this thing called the Color Reader Club, and I'm curious to find out what the heck that is.
Oh, my gosh, it's the coolest club in town. No, the Color Reader Club is actually, I'm the color reader, so it's my club. It's actually a year-long commitment. Well, there's a monthly and a yearly subscription, and you have different benefits with each. But I'll tell you the most awesome thing. So my color reader members, they have a color journal, and it's a 365-day journal of tracking colors, monthly intentions. Each month we set a intention color. This month specifically, my intention color is pink or coral color. And then we work with different people, different allies that we want to rely on during the month. And it's just an easier, colorful way to try and infuse color. And so every day we track our color, and then we track the colors that we wear, and then we track the crystals and chakras that we might work with that day. And then, of course, there's a journal, like a little journal space for us to write anything or to doodle. I love when I see my fireflies doodle. I call my color reader members fireflies, because I believe that we all have natural bioluminescence. We have natural light that we emit out here in the universe. So I believe we're all fireflies. And the club is more than just a journal. It's an online community. We have a Facebook group, and I post daily color readings and weekly color forecasts and lunar. So I tie in the lunar and solar influences, so the seasonal influences into our color energies. And a really awesome thing about the club is, if you do not have crystals and you're a beginner and you have no idea what you're doing, you get to work with me one-on-one, and I actually mail you different crystals of the month, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
it's this multifaceted, really fun approach, because I know how, like, crazy crystals are, because there's over, like, 4,000 crystals
right.
on the planet.
Right.
And you just don't know which one's meant for you, so we can easily, like, do some color readings, and I mean, the sky's the limit, and it's evolving. The one thing I really stress is that there's change that comes. So with the Color Reader Club, it's all about evolution. It's a spiritual evolution, and really, once you are exposed to the color energy, once you use it in your sacred space, once you use it out in the public, like yesterday I had a magenta, yellow, a blue scarf on my head. I never wear scarves on my head in public because I was always afraid. But somehow this magenta energy really called to me. I really wanted to flaunt my stuff. I just felt really empowered by it. And the magenta essence is very sassy. And I tell my clients, oh, it's like if you ever watch Grease and you see Sandra transform into Sandy. That's the power of magenta.
Wow. Yeah.
So
I love magenta. That's another great
color.
There's
so many different crystals that are magenta colored.
Yeah.
There's like agates, and I also say pink tourmaline to be magenta because it's very gemmy and luxury looking. So
right.
It's really interesting to see how expansive. So we learn about crystals, we learn about the color, we learn about anything spiritual and anything, any questions you have. It's really a great tool for beginners because I give you a journal for the whole, like, year, and you're able to sit down and track it instead of writing, because writing probably takes a while, but maybe you like to write. That's why there's a writing portion.
Right.
But I give you some introductory materials as well in the journal, like, what are chakras, and I have you color in a diagram. And there's a neat color personality test that I put into the journal. And I, based on your birth color, you get to see what other color people compliment you to, which is interesting.
So a certain color person matching with another color person, kind of like zodiac signs match with others. Is that what you mean?
Yes. So if you are wondering if your husband or your fiance or your girlfriend really matches your color energy, this quiz enables you to see if it's a match, which is really fun and exciting.
That's cool. And everybody can find out more about that on your website at bernardtalks.com, right? Okay, so it's www.bernardtalks.com. And you're also on Facebook under facebook.com/intuitionhost, which everyone can find you there, too, and find out more about all this, all the different things you do. And I have lots more questions for you, but I want to get to another caller. That is Pamela. Pamela's calling, I think. Oh, are you there? Pamela, are you there? I don't know what's going on with my phone. Okay, there we go. All right. Hi, Pamela. Sorry. It's my button pushing ability is very poor tonight again.
That's okay.
How are you? You doing all right?
Hello.
Can you hear?
I'm doing good.
Good. I know. I think there's some weird stuff going on with the phones tonight. I don't know what's up, but we're having some issues.
I know Mercury went into retrograde, I think, yesterday.
I know.
So that could be part of it.
That's what Bernard was saying earlier. I'm like, oh, that's great. That just started again.
Yeah. Another
Here we
3 weeks.
All the electronics are going to go haywire again. And I stop being able to talk without stuttering. Mercury goes into retrograde, and I stutter nonstop. So that really works great when you're a radio show host, let me tell you. That's a great match. Anyway, did you have a question, Pamela, for Bernard?
Well, what kind of things now? Because I just tuned in here and stuff. I heard Bernard speaking a little bit about the colors and stuff like that. What kinds of is it just kind of any kind of a vague question type of a thing, a question about relationships, or what is the specialty of
You can ask him anything. You'd ask any other psychic reader. He just gives it to you in a little different manner. You'll see. It's really cool.
Okay. Well, here's a good one. I'm going to meet somebody that I feel very close to a couple 2 months. And I'm wondering what he gets from that. It's an obvious. I'm looking for a potential mate.
This is very interesting, Pamela. Okay. I'm just asking. I ask for another colored just to give more clarity. Okay. Okay. This is interesting. You have. So one specific color fell out of the deck. I'm working with color cards, and the color that fell out of the deck is gray. And the phrase is learn to scan your body. So this is bringing your consciousness back to body awareness, which is very important. So when you're in a relationship with someone else, you really have to feel the other person's body. So when you're holding hands, are you really feeling each individual finger, or are you just holding the hand just because it's because you have to hold a hand. So just think about that. I don't. That's rhetorical. So the gray energy is just there's some stumbling blocks. So there's some oldness about this. So it's interesting because this could actually be someone that you met in a past life, which is so exciting. This never happened. I'm really awesome. Okay. So the gray energy is just letting you know this person from a past life. Like your soul recognizes that this person you know, which is really interesting. So I asked the colors for a secondary card just to clarify, and you have tangerine. So tangerine energy deals with the navel chakra, and the navel chakra deals with the creativity, the vitality, the physical energy, but also the sexual identity, which is awesome because we're talking about relationships. So tangerine energy is very electric and buoyant. So being spontaneous and have fun. This relationship is only about having fun. So that's probably what the motivation is, where your interested partner is coming in at, is just the element of having fun and being light on your feet. And once you authentically look at the situation for having fun, I actually personally go through this, you'll understand that, I feel confident and sexy in my navel chakra because I'm not really holding my spirit or energy up to different social expectations, like marriage, for example. Do you want to get married with this person?
You know, I don't feel like that's absolutely necessary. I mean, if it happens, it happens, but I'm not attached to that having to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more tangerine. There's tangerine essential oil that you can diffuse in your space. So when someone is over, you can add the tangerine just to remind you to be spontaneous, go with the flow, really be creative, do different things with this person that really cuts away the boredom. Because I think if it gets bored, then you two will be going your separate ways. But if you can maintain an energy that's both hip and hop, you're definitely going to be bouncing with those tangerines later.
Well, we definitely want that. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Good.
You
can always feed them a tangerine.
Yeah, really.
What's that?
You can always feed them a tangerine.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you so much. That's a good, I like to hear that. That's very good.
Good. Very just be good. Careful of the boredom, stagnant energy, because that gray can be sticky and stuck, and it just might, because it could be someone from your past life, but it's still, there's energy that needs to be cleared and cleaned out. And I believe that you know. You know that already.
Yeah. Yeah, that must, yeah. I think so. I totally understand. That makes a lot of sense. It's
awesome.
In sync with a lot of other things. Yeah. Cool.
Good. Awesome.
Well, that was an interesting reading. That was really cool. Thank you so much. What an experience.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Pamela.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed evening.
Thank you. The same.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, things are getting a little busier now, so let's move on to Jay. And Jay's from Canada. How about that? An international caller. Jay, how are you?
Awesome. Pretty good, Lisa. How's it going?
Good, good. Did you have a question for Bernard tonight?
Sure. I just wondered regarding the colors and energies for the chakras. I just wondered, is it really important to clear your energy channels so you can actually have a better, how would you say it, a better balance of yourself?
Absolutely. I actually experienced my first Reiki session a few months ago. And what she did was she cleared and cleansed and recalibrated my own energy centers, which is awesome. However, when you're working with energy, your body will physically express detoxification. So while you're working with colors for the first time, if you don't wear like vibrant colors like yellow, magenta, and cyan, if you don't wear those colors a lot, you will feel physical like symptoms. So you might be more tired, you might be even more energized, it all depends on your own energy centers. Now, I actually pulled a color for you, and
sure.
What's interesting is the color is plum, and this is about overcoming your challenges. So in terms of your spiritual awakening, in terms of your evolution, you have some challenges, you have some stumbling blocks. The plum energy is both the root chakra and the third eye chakra. So we're working with red and purple. The root chakra is about survival skills. So how can you physically survive living a spiritual life 24/7? That might be something that you're thinking about. And with the third eye chakra, it's about your intuition and your psychic intelligence, which is something really awesome. Science now is catching up with what metaphysics have been for centuries, which is so beautiful. So I suggest more research. Do some more research on your holistic healthcare practitioners that you want to go and see and talk about, maybe a dietary plan, maybe a crystal healing session, Reiki. Really throw yourself out there in order for you to see the light at the end of the tunnel, because right now you do have some issues that you're working through. I don't know if it's like depression or just like seasonal affective disorder. You just have some physical things that you need to work through, and using color and light therapy and pursuing your life in a holistic way is totally going to benefit you in the long run, because you're taking control over your energy. You are
not giving your power away. You are reclaiming that power. And you can do that through the plum energy. You can go to the store and buy a black cherry candle or a plum-colored candle or a plum-scented candle, as long as it's plum color. And if you want to infuse your space, you're lighting the candle with an intention to overcome your challenges, to overcome your obstacles. You can do that because the light is going to remind you that you have a light inside of you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yep.
Do you have questions? Any specific questions?
No, just wondering because I'm always working on root chakra and things like that. So I'm always using meditation to clear the central channels, and just bring the awareness out. So, but it's always interesting keeping balanced in some sort of way, right? So after a daily, working at my professional job. So, but yeah, it's always interesting.
Awesome. Just bring heaven and earth to the middle, which is very important. Don't be afraid of love.
Yeah, as above, so below, right?
Yep, totally.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the reading and the insight, and I'll continue to do my work.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jay. Good hearing from you.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Bernard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Some people are so much more experienced than others with this kind of thing, and it's really cool to talk to people that are in the same sort of boat where they're trying to understand how to clear out their energy and how to keep things balanced at the same time, and people that don't have, some people don't know a health practitioner to go to, a holistic health practitioner. And, one of the things I always do, even though I am a holistic health practitioner and a Reiki master, I like to teach people how to keep their own chakras clear. And I use color for that. Even I tell people, just envision a certain color. Just see that color. Stare at that color in real time. Like, actually put that color in front of you and just stare at it. And, that's a great way to keep your own chakras balanced. It's the colors of the rainbow. It's really kind of simple when you get into the basics of the chakras. It's basically you're dealing with the seven, colors of the rainbow. So it's nice and easy to do. Although obviously you get way more detailed than that, Bernard. It's kind of, I was just going to go to another caller and we lost them, and I was going to have to bring Derry on because I'm like, Derry, I have no idea how to pronounce this name. But anyway. That we lost the caller. I really do think we're having some phone issues tonight. But anyway, something else I wanted to ask you about was, interestingly, like I was saying in the beginning, I really got into a lot of the reason I got into the healing aspects of metaphysics was because of crystals and learning about crystals and their spiritual properties and their physical properties and, just all the different things that they can do for us. Do you find yourself attracted to a certain crystal all the time? Like, is there a certain crystal you have a favorite of, or does that kind of change based on what's going on in your life? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I have a favorite. Just like I have a favorite color, which is orange, I'm always attracted to orange. Or fire, that's another symbol that I'm attracted to, but I'm at the same time scared because in a past life I actually was a citizen of Pompeii, but I explain that on my blog. I don't need to explain it here because it's kind of long. But a certain crystal that I'm attracted to all the time is citrine. I love citrine.
Okay.
And I have confidence issues.
That's one you're always attracted to?
Yes, I'm always attracted to citrine and labradorite. What's interesting about labradorite, I am very sensitive to its energy. I used to wear a labradorite ring and a fluorite bracelet on the same hand, and then eventually my hand and wrist would start to ache. And it's not because the bracelet was too tight or the ring was too tight. It's the energy of those two crystals and the hand would ache. So I stick those far away when they're near me. But if I'm at a crystal gem show or I'm in a metaphysical store, I'm immediately drawn to citrine. However, based on my situation, if I need something, I usually consult the color energy beforehand to give me a good foundation, a good running plot. Or I like to play with my crystal encyclopedia. I just flip through a random page. Like I say a little prayer, and I ask the universe to guide me to the right crystal, and I flip through it randomly, and I look down, and I point, and I read it, and I'm like, wow, this is exactly what I need right now. So that's another trick that I use with myself when I go to a store randomly, because sometimes I'm out and about, and I'm at a co-op somewhere and they have crystals and I didn't know they would have crystals and I'm like, oh, I don't have this crystal, do I need it? Or I just grab my book because I carry a crystal book around me and I carry my color cards everywhere I go because I don't know who's in need of color out in the big bad world or good world or both
worlds. right. I always like, it's funny because I like different ones. Well, I don't know. I like anything shiny, so I'm kind of just a shiny person. But for some reason, the crystal that I've always been incredibly attracted to, and I have no idea why, and I'm really bad at learning how to pronounce these, by the way, is Kansamba, I think it's pronounced. Kansamba, I think it is. It's Kasamba, I think. I don't remember exactly how it's pronounced. But it's green with, like, black... big polka dots almost. It's really interesting looking. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I just love it. And I'm not really sure what properties for, you know, it had that made sense, but I remember I just loved it. But I also find, like, depending on what I'm working on with myself, I'll go to a metaphysical store and pick out different crystal and be like, oh my God, I love this crystal. And then later I'm like, why the heck did I buy that? That thing's hideous. You know, and it's like, and I have it. I have some big chunk of it sitting on my desk. I'm like, really? I don't like that much anymore. But at the time, I think that it was something I needed, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just worked for me at the time. But
the crystal's energy could have actually been playing off of the other crystals in the room, in the selection, too.
Right.
So because your personal energy was attracted to that specific crystal in that specific place, that could have clued you in, oh, I need this. But then when you put it in your own environment, ooh, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
So always, I always keep it because there's a whole selection. It's like the Seven of Cups card in traditional tarot. There's so many options out there and there's so much manifestation that could be and can be. And if I'm not so like gung-ho about a certain color or a crystal or essential oil or herb, then I just keep it, and then I know, okay, I might be keeping this for someone else later down the road.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, I find that a lot of the crystals I buy in bulk, and I end up giving them away to clients and to friends and things like that as I think that they need them. And, you know, I'll buy like a 20 amethysts at a time, you know, just small, just the like medium sized tumbled amethysts, just to have them to give to people, because, you know, amethyst again is another one of my favorites because it's just, I don't know, it's just really kind of, I think, works for everything. The attachment to Archangel Michael probably is my biggest reason for, you know, for being attached to it. But so it's really I think that I think that it can change as you need, as your needs change. You know what I mean? It's like, just like food cravings. You know, you can crave a food, and maybe you're craving that food because you actually need that food. You know, you need the nutrients from that food. And I think sometimes crystals are the same way. You may need, to have the energy from a certain crystal because of the something that is going on in your life or not going on in your life, depending, you know, on the situation.
And totally, people are the same way. I get into situations or, like, stressed, and I'm like, oh, I wish my mom was here. So just like that, crystals are the same way. Oh, I need my citrine because my citrine is like my mom.
Right.
So depending on your situation, depending on the energy you're feeling, what's very important is people forget. And I'm so, my one fear is forgetting things. And doing, like, with my color journal, I'm realizing, and wasn't my intention in creating this, it sort of just evolved. Life is ever changing. People are appreciating the journal because it's not only about the colors or the crystals, it's actually about remembering. So it's like a memory game with yourself. So if you're new to the chakras or new to the crystal world, or if you're losing your memory because of age, then I just feel like just having these daily reminders in a tracking sheet reminds you to see how multifaceted your world actually is.
Right.
Instead of the monotony of going to work, coming home, eating, watching a movie, and then going to bed.
Right, absolutely. Let's get Daria on the line. Daria will have a question. She's the founder of our network, and she's doing my screening for me. And really, she's not having to do too much work tonight. So we can put her on the spot and have her get a reading. Right, Daria?
Hey, Lisa. Hi, Bernard.
Hello.
I said you weren't having to work too hard tonight, so.
No, I'm slacking off tonight. I'm usually really busy with the switchboard, but oh my gosh, I don't know. Things are really. I've had so many great readings recently, and kind of letting things play out. So I don't know. Can we just do a general and just see what you pick up on?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I love doing that.
Okay.
It's a challenge too because. It's the most spontaneous elements come to play. Okay, you need this card. Okay, okay. We have four different colors for you, and this is spontaneous, right? Okay, this is interesting. Okay, you have peach energy. We were talking about peach energy earlier in the show. So this is about inhaling a breath of life, and this could be about public speaking, which is awesome. But the peach energy is about spa, so treating yourself and having that pamper time, that me time for yourself to recuperate. That is the crowning apex of what you need to do. You need to take a breather. So I'm going to give you a moment now to take a little deep breath.
Okay.
The next color energy is violet. This is about creating a balanced life. This is about recognizing the masculine and feminine energy in your life. This is about the yin and the yang. The violet, I like to associate it with two chakras. So we have the third eye chakra, which is dealing with your intuition and your psychic abilities. We all are intuitive. And the crown chakra, which is about divine messages. So this is about receiving the messages that the universe is giving to you through synchronicity, which is very interesting. And violet energy is like a purple, so there's this magical quality. I'm being told fairies. You have a very strong connection to fairies. Fairies, I love fairies. Next energy is brown. So this is about establishing your boundaries. There's someone overstepping your boundaries at the moment, and they need to be pushed away. So this energy could be very masculine. Like, so I was talking about before with the yang energy. Being mindful, your environment has too much masculinity. It needs more feminine energy. And feminine is not always what mainstream society likes to promote. It's not always pink. But just working with an energy that's real and authentic, I would suggest working with Goddess Sekhmet. Goddess Sekhmet is an Egyptian goddess, and she went on this bloody rampage killing humanity back in the day. And Ra came down and created this great lake, and the lake was full of alcohol and pomegranate juice, and Goddess Sekhmet drank it, and she fell asleep, and she woke up, and she no longer had this bloodthirsty rampage to kill people, which is beautiful, which is good because we're still here. So with the Sekhmet energy, it's all about connecting to your inner lioness. This is you're on an inner prowl. I suggest working with, this gets into the root chakra, with shamanic practices, really intense workings with nature. Fairies are a magical feminine sort of aspect of the natural world. And then the masculine side would be like regular everyday, like animals that you see. Call out to the universe and ask the animals to bring you the signs, because I feel like you have a very strong connection to animals, which is beautiful. Animals see things and hear things that we cannot see and hear all the time, which is very interesting. Do you like to drink coffee?
Do I like to drink coffee? Oh, yes. Just in
okay.
the morning, though. Just in the morning.
Okay. So working with establishing boundaries, I want you to stick your finger in the coffee grounds clockwise and say the affirmation of, I am establishing boundaries. This is really establishing your psychic power to keep it to yourself and not let the psychic vampires invade your space. Because there's some people that are just zapping you of too much energy, and it's really playing with your emotions, playing with how you're seeing certain situations.
Yeah.
This
okay.
is interesting. What?
Well, you know, it's interesting how you, I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were talking. I was just saying, and Lisa knows this, it's interesting to me for a lot of reasons, because I've been, well, I was told by Lisa a while back, and most recently another, Morgana, a couple of months ago, and I actually took a class that I was rapidly developing in that arena, you know, of psychic ability, and that I would eventually be doing that same kind of work that you and Lisa do in the future. But maybe not as a full-time job, but either as a hobby or part-time, or, you know, that I was moving in that direction. So I find it very interesting, the stuff on that.
Definitely. I've read, or I'm experiencing, the power of fairy magic. And what's interesting about fairies is they're very colorful, they're very sparkly, but also their magic is so intense that whatever you put out into the universe through magic or ritual work is going to manifest. I light cinnamon incense all the time when I'm in need of abundance or I'm in need of money. I light the cinnamon incense, and instantly the same day I have a color reading to do. So it's just, I believe that I'm like this reincarnated fairy. It's really interesting. And what's interesting, I went to my first Rock and Gem show in New Jersey, and I'm just minding my own business, and then someone, this wonderful goddess, just comes up to me, and she tells me, don't we follow each other on Instagram? I follow you, and we know each other. And who she is, she's all about fairy energy. And I did like a color reading on the spot for her, and it was beautiful because the fairies of people are like just coming. They're just coming into my life, and I have no idea like what to think of it because it's so rapid. So talking about your like intuition rapidly building, I believe that you have fairies on your side as well.
Fairies are great to have. They're great to have, Daria. When you were at my house, I think I had my fairy garden. I showed you my fairy garden that was like above my sink, my indoor fairy garden. And I keep all kinds of shiny things like for them to come and are attracted to. I have this little like fountain of honey. I'm really weird. But I have all these
things. They love honey.
They love honey, right. So that's I'm always putting stuff out that they'll love to try and attract them. They are amazing, and they play with you. They mess with you a little bit. They're little tricksters. And they'll steal an earring from me every once in a while, and I'll be like, all right, please return the earring. And sure enough, they return the earring. But it's like, you know, it's always they love anything shiny and stuff like that. And people sometimes think that fairies that's going a little over top, you know, over the top spirituality wise. And it's something that once you learn about, you totally get it. I mean, it just makes complete sense.
You are the Thumbelina of your life. I love that. I would suggest working with Tiger's Eye, too, to work with your inner lioness and to work with that inner goddess aspect of yourself and to just give you the strength. Like, call upon Goddess Eknat, call upon Athena, too. You can call upon Goddess Durga. She's a Hindu goddess, which the Soul Path Tribe is currently working on this month. But the last color energy for you specifically is rose, attracting a relationship. And it's rose energy. Oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I just heard a shh.
Well,
the rose energy is associated with your heart chakra. and your root chakra. So we're working with love and compassion, and we're working with seeing the beauty within the beast. I believe that you can look at someone and you instantly can see their beauty, even if their whatever about their life situation or about their appearance is not so beautiful. It's a little beastly. So it's really interesting to create, for you, you need to create balance between this beast mentality and this beauty mentality and how you can manifest that in your life.
That's interesting because that makes me think of a particular person. Lisa knows, so I think you know who I'm referring to, but
So the beast is probably invading your boundaries.
Well, I asked you about the specific relationship because it's tied up in a lot of different ways, and it's playing out the way it was predicted. It's kind of doing like a slow, it's playing out slowly, but it's mm-hmm. all playing out the way it's been predicted by several different people. And so when I was saying the beast, I was talking about kind of not so much physical, but just obstacles and things that this other person has to overcome and just aspects of personality that
mm-hmm.
you learn to accept or not accept. I mean, you know, you just decide whether or not it bothers you or not. But overall, it's a really good, decent person. So, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm kind of rambling, but it makes sense for me.
No, it just totally makes sense. You're not rambling. I specifically, whenever you meet with this person, you can definitely wear peach color and brown and carry amethyst with you. Amethyst is a crystal that's traditionally known for sobriety. So I would suggest amethyst crystal because, one, it's going to heighten your intuition and you're not going to become, like, love drunk over this person. You're not going to let rose-colored glasses affect your judgment, like, because there has to be a balance between practicality and the fantasy that might be playing into the factor. Does that make sense?
We're definitely in the practicality phase right now. I mean, we're definitely mm-hmm. heavy into practicality at this point, so,
awesome. Just eat a peach. You'll feel better.
Eat a peach? Okay.
Eat a peach. She lives in Florida. She's got lots of peaches and oranges and all that down there, right?
Yeah. Although strawberries are my favorite. But I'll eat a peach. That sounds good.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. That was
thanks,
great.
Andrea.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the screening, even though it's not killing you tonight, but, you know, whatever.
You're welcome.
Yep. I'm sure we'll make up for it.
Yeah, we will the next time, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely. All right, everyone, so you can find out more about Bernard at bernardtalks.com. That's B-E-R-N-A-R-D. talks.com, or go to you're also on Twitter under an Intuition Host. Is that it, Bernard?
Yes.
Intuition Host, and then on Facebook also under facebook.com/intuitionhost. And anybody that wants to find out more about your Color Reader Club, which sounds really cool. I mean, it looks like you're really offering a really interesting service there with all the meditation ceremonies and the weekly and lunar color forecasts, and you know, your ebook, I guess, is accessible there, the audio archive, and you get crystals delivered, I think, if I remember you saying that right to your door. So that's really really cool. So everybody check that out, and anybody can find out more information on the Color Reader Club at BernardTalks.com. Anything that we missed talking about that you want to bring up, Bernard?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just hope everyone's having a good time because I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of fun, and we've had we've had a really interesting. It's a really different approach. Although it's not, I mean, it's so hard to explain because it's a different approach, but it's the information is really very, very accurate and very, spot on in so many different ways that it's interesting. I think it's really interesting. Do me a favor, and before we end the show, pull a couple cards for me, just general cards, just general reading kind of stuff.
Okay, we have a past, present, and future spread for you. Okay, is that general enough?
Yep, that's perfect.
Awesome. So in the past position, we have Pearl connecting to the divine. It's reversed. So this is indicating blockage with your crown chakra in terms of your divine feminine. So connecting with feminine power, connecting with goddess energy, connecting specific to goddess energy, which is interesting because that's what most of our human culture is subjected to. I highly suggest looking into the Soul Path tribe for you specifically to work with your pearls of wisdom and to recognize the wisdom in other women too. And be careful not to cast those pearls to swine, of course, which is interesting. You know, of course, I believe you know. I would suggest working with moonstones specifically to understand your own lunar flow, your ebb and flow of going from the new moon to the full moon to a quarter moon to crescent and all that beautiful stuff that the moon offers and provides you. Specifically, as a female, the moon does affect the men. During my certification as a metaphysical practitioner, we worked with the moon energy, and we're currently working with moon energy and elements and stuff, but working with the pearl, just recognizing and learning. I believe that you, through your life and through all the obstacles that you had to overcome, it's all about rising above the adversity, and I think that's the message through pearl. Most is that you recognize that, and you have in the past, and that's why you are here.
Interestingly enough, Pearl is also my birthstone, so that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Your birthday's this month.
Yes, yep, next week, 17th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. Oh, you should be. You should
be. The older you get, the less exciting. You're what, 23? Yeah, trust me. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't stay as exciting forever.
I doubt that. I always have my child eyes.
I get more excited over my children's birthdays, and they're adults now. They're, you know, all like almost adults, 16, 19, and 20. Their birthdays I still get excited about. My own, I'm like, take it or leave it.
You know what? We should do something for your birthday.
Yeah, I probably will.
I'll pull out my broom. So the present situation for you is turquoise. And the message here is about awakening your empathy. Turquoise energy is very interesting because it is what I like to say is the bridge between the heart chakra and the throat chakra. So going from love to communication, going from compassion to self-expression. So working on your empathy, just constantly working with it and how you express your empathy. Is there any, like, specific ways that you already express your empathy?
I'm really sensitive to the energy of a lot of people. So sometimes, pretty much everyone, which actually limits you if you know any empaths or are an empath, you know that it sort of limits you in some ways. So I feel more like I block myself a lot because I'm trying. So maybe, like, with my family, I seem like I'm not very empathetic to things going on in their lives, but it's a protection thing for me. It's not so much because I don't care. I mean, I do obviously care. It's just that I can't allow it to suck me up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because you're hypersensitive to the energies of other people. And, I mean, you were talking about your one child just wearing the black, the gray, the brown.
You are
easily disturbed by that because that is stagnant energy, or that's just one side of the spectrum, and it's not the full force. It's not the multifaceted approach that you do personally.
Absolutely.
So just communicating that, definitely. Maybe infusing turquoise in your living room or whatever room in your house is most social that most people traffic often. Having the turquoise energy is both going to be grounding, but also it's going to keep the flow coming from compassion or going to compassion, because communication is a two-way street.
Yeah, I keep the goddess of compassion. I keep a Kuan Yin statue in my family room on our mantle because of her being the goddess of compassion, and I'm a big fan of that. I love turquoise. It's a stone I'm actually wearing a lot lately, which is interesting. I never used to wear it, and the last few years I've been wearing it a lot. So that's funny that that's my present.
Ooh, interesting. Do you have any connections with the Native Americans?
Not that I know of. I don't. I'm. You know, it's funny because I never was that interested in it until I was studying. I think it was for my bachelor's degree in metaphysical science, and I studied their spirituality and got totally into it. I just loved it. It was just, I just loved their methods. And even though I don't think I could ever sit in a sweat tent or whatever those things are, I don't think I could ever do that without suffocating. I still have so much respect for that, what they're trying to do there. So I do love it.
I would highly, highly, highly suggest you look into the Navajo goddess Changing Woman.
Okay.
Changing Woman is a Navajo goddess, and she actually transforms herself from little girl to old woman instantly, and she can go back. And I believe because you're in a time where your birthday's coming up, it's about age. I really want to communicate to you to connect with goddess Changing Woman, to allow you to appreciate the graceful flow that your physical body is enduring right now. But your spirit is still that little girl that's
right.
always been.
Right.
So you can always, like, invoke her or pray to her or dance around the room for her. I love to just swing my shirt around my head for her because she taught me so much about grace and really understanding what it means to be mature.
Right.
I know you're mature, but you also love to have
definitely
fun.
Look her up. I'll definitely look her up. That sounds interesting.
The future is purple, reversed. So this is about developing mental clarity. So there could be lack of clarity coming soon in terms of your third eye chakra, in terms of your psychic abilities and your intuition with the situation. So the purple energy is just, there's a block around you. Purple is a very royal color.
Mm-hmm.
So working, I would suggest there's some things that are still hovering in terms of karma. And whatever is associated, because I believe that you actually were like royal in a past life. So there's some things that you are still cleaning in this lifetime because of your past and working with the purple energy.
So I was probably like bitchy and bossy and stuff. That sounds like something I would have done in a past life, actually.
Anybody
that knows me would totally agree. It's okay. I'm all right with it.
Well, what's interesting is that my crystal certification instructor, she told me the story about wearing purple and how it just keeps people at boundary, too. It really is about mutual respect.
Right.
And the purple energy sets you off and it makes you... It could potentially, if there's too much, it creates a snobby atmosphere around you or in your aura. It's just because you are so sure and so magical and so royal that it just comes to you easily. So in a way, in the future, so probably a week from now, avoid any purple energy for the sake of coming across a little bit too stuck up.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay.
So no purple for me.
No purple next week during your birthday. No. Because we don't want you to keep you. We don't want to keep people away from you. We want to celebrate your birth.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that I have to, you know, I have to get used to is, you know, after, like I said, in the beginning, when you have birthdays when you're young, it's such a cool thing. And it's not like, you know, you still feel special and everything on your birthday. But, you know, you get the more and more you have going on and the older you get and when you have kids and your focuses are just so different that your birthday just doesn't matter as much as so many other things that are going on, you know, and it is important that you celebrate your birthday, you know, I mean, hell, I made it through another year, yay me, I mean, that's pretty impressive, you never know when you're not going to, so it's something that should be celebrated, and I think that's interesting, and now I'm going to make my husband buy me a present, so there you go.
He should buy you a dream journal, because another message for you is keeping a dream journal or being very aware of your dreams right now.
Yeah, I do have some bizarre dreams going on right now, no doubt. And I think a lot of them are very prophetic too. So that's actually interesting that you said that, because I'm really noticing, like, okay, what's going on here? You know, when you have too many that are just like the other ones, only slightly different, but they're all kind of giving you the same message. It kind of gets your attention. So.
Definitely. It's just because of the color combination of pearl, turquoise, and purple. I look at those colors together and I create this, like, overall theme for you, and it's about your dreams. So whatever happening in your dream world right now, really, really try and understand what those dreams mean, because it's all going to affect your year to come, like because your birthday's approaching, and just giving you a heads up, and so it's because you're so intuitive. I definitely know you have the resources and abilities to keep yourself and your energy safe.
I'm pretty good at figuring out what dreams mean. It's just sometimes you don't want to face what the dreams mean. So, you know, there's that too. But it's been really great having you on, and I hope you'll come back again, Bernard. It's been really fun, and we've had. Oh, that's my Shih Tzu saying hello.
Hi.
Say hi, Zeus. His name's Zeus. He's got a
voice. I love Zeus.
Yes, he's got of the world. Yeah, he knows he's ruling the house, so he's being bossy right now and be like, okay, Mom, time for you to pay attention to me. Anyway, so I hope you'll come back on again. Like I said, this was an abnormally slow night. Usually we get so many callers, you can't keep up. So I don't know what tonight's about, but anyway, we'll figure that out and get you back on again when it's busy. And I appreciate you doing tonight for me. It was awesome of you to be able to switch your date for me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate being here, and I'm so grateful to everyone that called, and I'm so honored to be able to intervene your sacred space and your personal energy just to help you out in the most colorful way possible. So I send lots of love, light, and color to you.
Same to you. Same to you. Everyone, visit Bernard Charles on his website, BernardTalks.com, BernardTalks.com, or go to Facebook or Twitter and look up Intuition Host. Or Intuitive Bernard, and you will find his Twitter stuff and his Facebook stuff, and we'll definitely have him back on the show one day real soon, and to do more readings for everyone. Mine was awesome, and now I'm going to go look up the Navajo goddess Changing Woman, because now I'm all interested in finding out what she's all about. So anyway, everybody, next week I'm actually going to be on vacation. Cannot believe it. I'm actually not doing a live show next week. I'm going to be playing a repeat of a show that was really popular on Parallel Universes. So everybody, if you didn't catch that show live or haven't had a chance to catch it in the archives, listen live on Monday or on next Sunday and on the 15th and catch it there. And I think you'll really enjoy it. It was really interesting. And of course, you can find me at lisatarvis.com. You can find out more about the RightStream Network. All of our different shows at rightstreamradio.com. And everybody have a fantastic week. Enjoy June. And I will talk to everybody two Sundays from now. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.